We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Green Going viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, channel 41 on TV cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS.
And our newest additions in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. And in Limbe and its environs, channel 24 on SiatSat.
In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Khan Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Cha Tanga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongosh. In Dakhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, supervisions channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhua Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Netherlands donates more than $23 million to Sudan for safe water. In green news, a British county will be powered by geothermal heat. In community news, an American teacher's life is saved by her alert student. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 27th, is the birthday of acclaimed Canadian author and filmmaker Mr. Jacques Godbout. Born in 1933 in Montreal, Quebec, he has directed almost 30 films in his four decades as part of the National Film Board of Canada. Mr. Godbout has also penned numerous well-received novels, poetry collections and essays.
Among his many works are The Aquarium and Hail Galanon, for which he won the 1967 Governor General's Award for Fiction. Mr. Godbout's other accolades include Quebec Government's 1985 Prix Adonis David, a literary award, and being inducted as a Knight of the National Order of Quebec in 1998. Mr. Jacques Godbout, we wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Brian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Nepal. Beginning October 4th, torrential rains swept through western Nepal and overflowed the Yangon and Pantura rivers, triggering floods and landslides. Approximately 54 villagers lost their lives, while thousands of others were displaced as homes were swept away or collapsed, and thousands of hectares of agricultural farmland were submerged. Damage to main roads also made it more difficult for relief to reach the remote affected areas.
On October 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000, which could purchase $426,000 in emergency materials in the United States based on Nepal's cost of living. With a heavy heart and her prayers, she also asked that our native or nearby association members go help those most in need.
Our association's relief team from Nepal traveled to the affected area of Baijiang District on October 16th, where they met with several local officials to discuss the region's needs. With the help of the District Administration Office, Nepal's Red Cross Society, and the Agricultural Development Office at Baijiang, the relief team was able to distribute materials to the affected families. The packages included rice, legumes, and oil, as well as financial assistance for those who had lost loved ones.
On behalf of the region, Chief District Officer Mr. Rajesh Pudel conveyed thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support. The Baijiang District Office of Nepal's Red Cross also expressed appreciation for Master's humanitarian aid.
Our gratefulness, all local officials and Nepalese agencies, as well as the Red Cross, for your valued assistance. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose wholehearted care brings comfort to the vulnerable, as we also thank our association members for their diligent efforts to help. With God's grace, may such tragedies be avoided as Earth's stability is regained through humanity's greater consideration for all beings.
Torrential rains impact southern Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. Struck with the rainiest November in over two decades, 12 people have perished to flood-related events as regions of the southern Brazilian states of Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and Paraná declared emergency conditions. More than 60 municipalities and 42,000 people have been affected, with 10,000 forced to leave their homes. An overflowed river on the shared border of Uruguay and Argentina has also caused 4,000 people to be evacuated in Uruguay and 8,000 in Argentina.
With her heartfelt prayers and love, on November 26, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 each to aid the most desperate victims in Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina. The total $30,000 donation could purchase $117,000 in needed supplies if bought in the United States, based on the general cost of living in the three countries. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her timely and unconditional assistance at this difficult time.
Our prayers are with the residents for the smooth resuming of their regular daily lives, and that such extreme weather patterns may subside with humanity's gentler regard for the environment.
Saudi floods cost human lives. On Wednesday, November 25th, some of the worst rains in years caused flooding in the western port city of Jeddah on the Red Sea. At least 48 people perished and 900 had to be rescued from stranding as buildings and vehicles were submerged in several meters of floodwaters. Downpours also struck the holy city of Mecca, where some 2 million Muslim pilgrims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage. As the heaviest rains during Hajj in several years, concerns were raised for the spread of disease, including swine flu.
Saying that her prayers are with all victims, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 in aid, asking that our association members go if they can to help. This amount could purchase $23,000 in essential items, if obtained in the United States, based on the cost of living in Saudi Arabia. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring initiatives to assist the vulnerable.
We send our condolences for the loved ones of those lost to the storm. With Allah's blessings, may we all turn to kinder ways for the easing of dangerous conditions as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Prime Minister of United Arab Emirates visits the UK. Following the arrival of His Highness in London on Sunday, November 22nd, United Arab Emirates Prime Minister and ruler of Dubai, Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, met with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle on Monday, where they discussed humanitarian matters and ways to bolster bilateral relations. The Queen commended the United Arab Emirates' humanitarian stance and provision of assistance for the disadvantaged across the world. His Highness also met with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, as well as Foreign Minister David Miliband, where they discussed cooperation between the two nations as well as the importance of bringing peace in Afghanistan and the Middle East. Our respectful congratulations, Your Highness, Your Majesty, and all other government dignitaries, for your cordial state visit. Wishing the people of both your nations flourishing peace and prosperity.
Australia's 60 Minutes exposes tragic lives of pigs. The nationally televised news program recently broadcast undercover footage from the animal welfare group Animals Australia that revealed the depths of cruelty involved in eating hams and other pork products.
Tragically, the first day that these animals are going to see the outside world is going to be the last day of their life as they're trucked for slaughter.
Similar footage was also obtained by Mercy for Animals at a factory farm in Pennsylvania, USA. Even though pigs are known to be both intelligent and sensitive to their surroundings, the animals were kept in horrendous and filthy conditions, with mothers forced to give birth and feed their babies in dark, tiny gestation crates in which they could barely move.
In addition, baby pigs were shown being dangled by their ears and legs, painfully branded with tattoos, and castrated by bare-handed employees with dull knives and scissors. Moreover, piglets considered too small or who had become injured were dumped one on top of another in gas chambers where they were meant to suffocate in carbon dioxide fumes. However, some of the babies were found hours later, breathing laboriously but still alive. These torturous and inhumane practices have raised the concern of the veterinary experts, the media, and animal welfare groups who feel that people's choices should be better informed.
It's an animal prison. These animals are literally being treated like production units. If you kept a dog like this, you would be prosecuted for cruelty. Instead, these animals who feel fear and pain in the same way aren't protected by our laws. There's no possible justification, no possible excuse for keeping animals like this. This is simply animal abuse.
We join in support and send our earnest thanks, Animals Australia, Mercy for Animals, Australia's 60 Minutes, and all other media channels for bringing these necessary and tragic truths to the public. With growing awareness of how meat is produced, may everyone open their hearts to the compassionate, wholesome, and complete plant-based diet.
The Martha Stewart Show celebrates a meat-free Thanksgiving. Hosted by Emmy Award-winning media personality Martha Stewart, a recent episode called Vegetarian Thanksgiving showcased healthful, meat-free choices for the holiday. Interviewing such guests as director Robert Kenner of the renowned documentary Food Inc., Martha spoke of the livestock industry's cruelty when discussing the film, which describes factory-farmed food production in the United States.
She went on to meet with award-winning author of Eating Animals, meat-free Jonathan Safran Foer, and then featured a cooking segment with Ubuntu chef Jeremy Fox, who showed how to create tasty veg side dishes and meat-free stuffing. Our applause, Martha Stewart, and participating guests for showing viewers the joys of celebrating Thanksgiving veg style. May such noble initiatives hasten an era of compassion where humans and animals alike may give thanks for life together each and every day.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption
and/or production:
swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer. Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, cause world hunger and wars, 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Nelson Mandela and Graça Machel voted heroes by children around the world. Selected from among 14 final candidates, former South African President and Nobel laureate Nelson Mandela and his wife Graça Machel were chosen by more than 7 million children from 101 different countries as the Decade Child Rights Heroes. Mrs. Machel is being honored for her work with children, especially girls, and former President Mandela for his long advocacy of the rights of the child. In a joint statement, the two said, "We are extremely honored. There is nothing more precious and pure than being loved and appreciated by children." A big bravo, former President Mandela, Mrs. Machel, as well as other finalists for this special recognition of your tireless efforts in protecting our treasured youth. May heaven bless your continued loving works.
Save our planet. Media comments on video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai. The unique climate change conference in Orizaba, Veracruz, Mexico, on November 16th, was extensively covered by Mexican newspapers and radio. For the event, which focused on the organic vegan diet as the most effective way to reverse global warming, the Veracruz state government invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her thoughts. The hosting city's main newspaper, El Mundo de Orizaba, stated in an article entitled "Supreme Master Ching Hai Calls to Become Vegetarian."
En el auditorio de la sección 4 del IMSS se reunieron cientos de personas para escuchar a los expertos como Ching Hai, quienes llaman a estar alertas porque el hielo se derrite demasiado rápido y el clima cambia demasiado deprisa. Comer carne es la principal causa del calentamiento global, sostuvo de principio a fin en sus comentarios como respuesta a cuestionamientos formulados a distancia por varios veracruzanos. Por eso se puede mantener la esperanza, porque hay soluciones en nuestras manos, dijo.
It's just that we need to make the switch to the animal-free lifestyle now. Then everything will improve. Life will be easier and we can rest knowing that our children will have a future to look forward to. And I'm praying to all heavenly beings to help as well to further accelerate the trend that we need by manifesting themselves physically to awaken the leaders, the media, the influential and ordinary citizens alike, so that our planet won't look like Mars in the near future. So prayer, combined with the efforts of citizens and the government and media's powerful support, this formula could bring the fastest and smoothest transition to a stable planet.
We appreciate El Mundo de Orizaba and other media reporting on climate change, as well as the Veracruz government for encouraging such events. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her timely call for all world citizens to join the quickest action to stop global warming. May we each do our part to spread the veg trend, the surest way for Earth's survival.
This is really the result of a very intense period of collaborative activity. It's brought together 55 scientists from
Save Our Planet. UK government supports reducing meat for the planet and human health. Following a year's investigation by 55 scientists in 9 countries, the report Public Health Benefits of Strategies to Reduce Greenhouse Gas Emissions was published in the prestigious British medical journal The Lancet. It concluded that reducing livestock production by consuming fewer animal products would provide the greatest benefit for reducing emissions, improving health, and containing climate change mitigation costs.
The new report, which described the health benefits of various global warming mitigation strategies, including lifestyle changes, was officially endorsed during a launch event in the United Kingdom by United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and leaders of the World Health Organization, the UK Department of Health and Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, and the U.S. Department of Health.
Supreme Master Television spoke with lead author, Professor Sir Andrew Haynes, director of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
So you can't ignore the food and agricultural sector if you're serious about reducing greenhouse gas emissions quite dramatically, which is what we know has to be done. So we looked first of all at the potential for technological change. Could it all be done just by improving technology of farming? And we concluded that would be not sufficient.
The report found that a 30% reduction in the number of livestock animals had the benefit of reaching 50% greenhouse gas reduction goals by 2030 and improving overall health. In particular, heart disease rates alone would be reduced by 15%, saving 18,000 lives in the UK per year from the country's number one killer.
Since we already consume sufficient nutritional content from a Western diet, we can quite safely reduce our saturated fat consumption by, let's say, 30%. So there's many people who don't consume very much animal products and meat and other animal products, some who are purely vegetarian and vegan, and all these different dietary patterns are compatible with a healthy lifestyle.
We thank the dedicated world scientists and the Lancet Medical Journal for this very important study integrating climate change and health. We also laud the British government and United Nations officials for supporting this call to global action in reducing meat production and consumption. May world citizens enjoy the multifold benefits of a plant-based diet, including longevity, vitality, and above all, a saved planetary abode.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently discussed the effective role of governments in reducing global warming, as in an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the British Parliament's The House magazine.
The government can support this organic vegan farming through subsidies. They can also redirect the funds away from the meat industries and instead toward encouraging citizens to plant, to buy, and to choose organic vegan food. And when they do, we will soon have a lot of healthy, happy, productive people, a restored green environment, and minimum climate mitigation costs. Something our governments can look forward to and gain the enthusiastic support of all citizens.
Save Our Planet, modeled after fish's energy-saving movements and swimming together. A newly designed wind farm in California, USA, is reported by scientists to show improved performance and maximizes land usage.
Save Our Planet, Britain's Met Office, which monitors the weather and studies indicators of climate change, announces that 2009 is one of the five hottest years in the United Kingdom since record-keeping began 150 years ago.
Save Our Planet, studying aerial photos of 50 national glaciers, New Zealand researchers conclude that the glaciers are continuing to shrink, with snow lines that are 95 meters higher than what would be required to keep ice masses steady.
Hi, I'm Daisy the Alpaca, and my diet is vegan, totally animal-free. Today, I'd like to share a household tip. A fun way to decorate your home is to use mirrors. They are all different shapes and sizes, and they can make your room appear larger. You can create unique arrangements on your wall so they reflect more light into the area. Many interesting mirrors are available at department stores or shops that have recycled ware. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the Netherlands donates $23.5 million to Sudan for safe water. The funds to be allocated through the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, will be used to provide pure drinking water and improve sanitation facilities. A number of areas in Sudan will benefit from the project. The Dutch ambassador to Sudan, His Excellency Mr. Norbert Brockhuis, stated that equal access to water sources should support harmonious relations among all communities. God bless you, the Netherlands, for your concern towards our Sudanese brethren. May the lives of many individuals be greatly improved as a result of your generosity. In gratitude of their altruistic deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring the government of the Netherlands with the Shining World Leadership Award.
In green news, the United Kingdom country is to be powered by the heat from beneath the earth. The Geothermal Engineering Limited plant, the first of its kind in the UK, is expected to be operational in Cornwall, England by 2013. Water will be pumped down 5-kilometre drill holes, where it will be naturally heated by temperatures that surpass 170 degrees Celsius. It will then be brought back up to the surface as steam or hot water. This will be used as a source of heat to turn turbines to create electricity, producing enough for 20,000 homes. In addition, heat for 20 schools or 10 hospitals will be generated and provided free. Our accolades and thanks, Geothermal Engineering Limited, for the sustainable energy endeavour. May we see many more such eco-innovations to support a greener lifestyle. Up next on Noteworthy News, 10-year-old Kyle saved his teacher's life. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more engaging news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, good news for a stable world. In community news, an alert student saves his teacher's life. Kyle Forbes, age 10, of Houston, Texas, USA, saw that a piece of apple was inadvertently obstructing the breathing of his teacher, Miss Sherry Lowe. He quickly came to her rescue and performed the Heimlich maneuver, which involves pressing the abdomen. The apple piece was expelled, and Miss Lowe now calls Kyle her hero. For his fast thinking and life-saving action, Kyle received an award from the Club Scouts, the boys' group which taught him the procedure. He was also honored at his school, Hyde Elementary. Kyle, who is autistic, said, "I just knew what to do immediately, and I just like hurried over there and did exactly right." Heaven bless you, Kyle, for your courageous act and noble spirit. May you have a wonderful rest of the school year with your loving teacher, Miss Sherry Lowe. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Kyle Forbes with the Shining World Hero Award.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Russian entitled Baggage Overload.
Стюардесса в крупной авиакомпании однажды наблюдала за тем, как пассажир со множеством сумок пытается втиснуть свои вещи на полку в самолете. Наконец, она ему сказала, что ему придется сдать лишнее в багаж. «Когда я лечу другими авиакомпаниями», — раздраженно сказал он, — «у меня нет такой проблемы». Стюардесса улыбнулась. «Когда вы летите другими авиакомпаниями, у меня тоже нет такой проблемы».
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Hi, Supreme Master Ching Hai. I am 6 years old, Mongolian girl. I am not going to eat meat anymore. I really love animals and people. Eating meat is very bad. Even the cows cry inside and say, "Don't eat me, please." I always take my vegetarian food to my school. Thank you so much for telling people not to eat meat. I wish everyone in my family not to eat meat anymore and save the planet. When I grow up, I want to be a singer, but right now I want to have health initiation because I want to save animals. Shizun from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Hi, Xilin. Thank you for your very sweet note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you.
Angelic Xeglin, you are such a wonderful girl. The animals appreciate your care of them so much. Please explain to all your friends that we can be very healthy without meat, and that will save not only the animals, but our planet. Then you and your friends can grow up to be great singers or anything else you would like. You are most welcome for Heart Initiation, love. Hugs for you and your family. Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced by the providence with eternal light and wisdom. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During the first such state visit in 30 years, Kuwaiti Prime Minister His Highness Sheikh Nasser al-Mohammed al-Ahmed al-Sabah and Iranian First Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi pledged to increase cooperation in all fields.
The government of South Africa donates $400,000 to United Nations World Food Program, or WFP, for food supply to help feed thousands of families in Ethiopia and Somalia.
Israel rules to ban privately owned prisons as the Supreme Court concludes that such profit-based facilities jeopardize prisoners' rights.
A study from Japan's Tohoku University School of Medicine of more than 42,000 people found that those who drank 5 or more cups of green tea daily noted considerably less stress than those drinking less than a cup a day.
Indian organization Visakha Society for the Protection and Care of Animals provides 40 tons of hay and 4,500 special packets to help feed the many animals affected by the recent flooding in Andhra Pradesh, India.
Palestinian Minister of Endowments Mohammed Al-Habash thanks His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz of Saudi Arabia for hosting 2,000 less fortunate Palestinian pilgrims at the Hajj.
As countries celebrated the rights of the child around the world for UN International Children's Day, Somalia's government pledged to ratify the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
After an alarming number of Iranian youth were given capital punishment sentences, a France 24 news report states that Iraqi President Jalal Talabani visited with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, requesting his intervention.
A report by U.S. researchers published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute finds that the risk of developing bladder cancer is 5 times less in non-smokers compared to smokers.
Syrian Prime Minister Mohammad Naji al-Atri and Russia's Communications and Mass Media Minister Igor Shegolev signed cooperation agreements in the areas of trade, economic, scientific, and artistic collaboration.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.